Ladies and gentlemen, the endgame comes into view as calls to extend the lockdowns for COVID-19 in perpetuity now, because after all, it's good for the environment. It all makes sense now in terms of why we have the deployment of the police state in this pandemic 2020, the perfect data awareness of contact tracing, and these lockdowns all are being normalized. They are getting people acclimated to the complete police state that is needed for this kind of a climate lockdown. So let's talk about this, because I think it's hugely informative as to their intentions and why this completely irrational response has been going on for some time now. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast.
It feels like Europe has come to a standstill. Streets normally filled with vehicles are empty as countries effectively shut down. Surely this has to be good for the environment. And there could possibly be another benefit of today's lower air pollution, as there's a chance COVID-19 may be transported on particles of pollution.
And we've already seen the appropriation of the contact tracing ideas that were pushed out in COVID-19 and applied now to carbon emissions and cow farts, right? So Al Gore came out and announced climate tracing. Again, just sneaking over, just going to borrow. Now that you're used to contact tracing, we're just going to take that back over here to the climate world. And we're going to deploy a network of satellites up in the sky that monitors all emissions from all over the world in real time. We can track down to a farm where there's an unauthorized cow from the methane. We can track down, name it, trace all human-caused greenhouse gas emissions to their sources. This is a perfect information awareness grid, and it's now going, it's being implemented right now. Climate tracing. But now, again, as I said, we're hearing the words climate lockdown, because after all, the world has been approaching this tipping point, the fiery hothouse oblivion that Earth will be descending into if we don't use deep adaptation and just all walk away from life as we've known it. Quote, in the near future, the world may need to resort to lockdowns again, and this time because of the climate emergency. Look at the ice, the raging wildfires, it's all going on. Under a climate lockdown, governments would limit use of private vehicles, it would ban consumption of red meat, and it would impose extreme energy-saving measures and almost certainly electrical rationing thanks to the smart grids. Yes, that's what they're really for, monitoring and rationing power, while fossil fuel companies would have to stop drilling. All of these things have been described as deep adaptations or as the Green New Deal. We've heard people talking for years about the fact that they want to do this. They want to destroy the world economy and enter the post-human world. But now it's being described, borrowing on the language from COVID-19 and the fact that people are already in a confused, abused state of learned helplessness and just utterly depressed. We'll just shove people that much further now into a climate lockdown. It's stunning that this is all being described as we have to do this or else the temperatures will continue rising, even as that narrative seems to have been lost, right? We've got President Trump coming out and saying that the temperatures will be decreasing from here on out, basically acknowledging that we've entered global cooling.
It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch.
He's not just making this up, right? He's armed with the data fresh from NOAA that unambiguously demonstrates following a relatively weak solar cycle 25, by the time we hit 2030, these sunspots drop off and we enter a long, protracted, deep grand solar minimum of the Maunder type, which will have tremendous devastating effects to all agricultural production, seismic and volcanic activity, hailstorms, all the things we associate with galactic cosmic rays and have explored at length on this channel. And I'm sure that will then be blamed on carbon emissions in the future. But NASA is admitting that solar cycle 25 seems to be looking very weak. Newsweek is even acknowledging this is mainstream media at this point. Why is the sun quiet even though we've entered solar cycle 25? What does that mean? And then Indian media is even printing the fact, acknowledging that we're entering a modern grand solar minimum. talking about the fact that it's a very weak solar cycle. Look at this quote. Scientists say the sun may be going through a long period of decreased activity known as the modern grand solar minimum from 2020 now to 2053. Boy, if you haven't heard this for years on this channel, the Ice Age Farmer channel, then welcome. This is where we are now. And it's now mainstream media that we've entered a modern grand solar minimum and that temperatures will be cooling. And that is why they are balls to the wall on this agenda right now. Just take those lies, blow them up even bigger, and bum rush the entire global population to shove these agendas down their throats. Climate lockdowns, more pandemics, blame it on the CO2 and the cow farts. We've seen all of the scripting around this massive psyop on the entire population of Earth. It's stunning. But let's just explore what's going on here. I've mentioned Atomo, which is the upcycled coffee company. But there's much more to this idea of creating food from trash and recycling food and all of these sorts of things than just eliminating farming and ranching. This is, as I just said, moving towards a post-human world. Let's take Atomo as just one case study, one vector in to removing humans from all processes, this gradual pursuit of transhumanist goals. If you eliminate coffee and you make it as Atomo is, instead from, you can read here, they're making it from upcycled plant materials like pits, seeds, and stems that would otherwise be thrown away. If we start serving trash and calling it coffee, then you eliminate how many jobs of people that are out there growing coffee, the farmers who own the farms, the people doing the labor, the people harvesting the beans, packaging them, shipping them, transporting them, roasting them, serving them up in barista bars, whatever. There's people all along the supply chain who simply lose their jobs, who suddenly also become non-essential workers. And over time, more and more people will become non-essential workers. This is happening, like I said, across many different vectors at the same time. If you remove eggs and serve eggs instead that are made from mung beans that are grown in indoor vertical farms, you get rid of all of the poultry farmers. You get rid of all of the people harvesting the eggs and packaging them and distributing them. You can see how each of these has huge ramifications throughout the industries that they touch. That is what's going on here. The climate lockdown is the shutdown, the continuing of this shutdown we've already started in 2020 of all human activity on this planet, and the introduction of perfect monitoring, climate tracing, and perfect control, climate lockdown of those of us that remain. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we fight back. If we do not do so now, we will lose the opportunity, right? At first they came for those wearing masks. Then they came for the farmers. And then they came for the coffee roasters. But they are coming for all of us. And we need to stop this process. We need to return rapidly away, turn away from these transhumanists, the technocrats, and their totalitarian agenda to take total control and move back to very small local communities using indigenous practices, regenerative permaculture-like opportunities to grow your own food for your community, and not sign on to this global upcycled trash that ultimately leads to the destruction of the human race. Ladies and gentlemen, let's leave it there. I hope this has been informative. When you see the words climate lockdown, I hope this makes clear that we are talking about the end of humanity as we know it. And we cannot allow that to happen. So think about the world you want to live in. Think about the world you want your children to inherit. And unless that looks like robots serving up cockroach milk and lab-grown meat and upcycled coffee, then it's time to put your foot down. Thanks for watching, folks. Let's go grow real food and raise healthy animals and build great things. Be well.